The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Alan Ellis, and Robin is not with us this morning. She's taking a little time and resting up from a very heavy week, so she might join us later, but I seriously doubt it. I just wanted to rest this morning and get caught up. She's going to have another big day today, so we'll just let her chill out a little bit. So it's me. It's me. So this is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and crabbing and guns and other things that surround our world. And we're going to talk about a couple different things today. We've both been just crazy busy. I didn't even put a post up on our Facebook page about what our show is about today. But you'll be able to hear the podcast later in the week. Chris will take care of that. Send that to our web guy, Brian Bulldog Tilton, and Brian will take care of putting it online. So, you know, that's how that works. If you decide you want to listen to the show later, and our Facebook fans, you know, we can just have to send them to the Facebook or to the website and let them listen. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number, 922-6680, 410-922-6680. Use that number to access our producer, Mr. Chris Klaproth, the producer extraordinaire of the Outdoors and Radio Show. And he will take your name and number, if you so desire, to put you in a contest to win a fishing tackle package. We sent our first one out to Glenn the other day. Lucky winner. We'll draw another one the end of this month. And thanks to Tackle Box Tim Sherman, who's supplying us with the tackle. It would be greatly appreciated. He's about to launch into his own tackle line. He sent me some pictures of some beautiful painted crankbaits that he painted in a sunfish color the other day. So, you know, we're looking forward to working with him throughout the next few months. So I just dialed you, Chris, by accident, not intentionally. So if you see a call coming through and it's me, well, just disregard it. You and I'll communicate by text, as we normally do when we have a caller on the line. So we're publishing the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine here soon. And we're about to send the cover to the printer. Probably today. We need to. We've got a nice cover too. Just we'll reveal it when we go online. A lot of good articles. A lot of good stuff. We've got an article on crab imperial crab cakes, Chris. If you like crab imperial, there's that. Articles on the regulations, and then there's some memories from a fella, Peter Brunk, who fished and crabbed commercially and recreationally on Chesapeake Bay. He spent a lot of time in Chrisfield. I don't know if you've ever read the book Catch Me If You Can, The Tale of Pinky the Crab. His sister-in-law, Judy Brunk, wrote that book that we featured probably 10 years ago in Maryland Loves Crabs. So crabbing is starting to pick up in the mid-bay a little bit. I think with the warmer temperatures coming in this week, we'll see a dramatic increase. Population is just not great. Now, I saw something interesting, and you can, and we'll run this in the magazine. It was a press release that didn't make a lot of noise about beach replenishment. How many of you have ever been in Ocean City when they're replenishing the beach? You see the barges coming in with the sand, and they anchor offshore, and then they have a machine that goes out and brings the in, and then they bring the machines in, and they blow the smoke up on the. It's it's all done hydraulically. They put the sand up on the beach, and they move along the beach slowly, filling in the beach. It is quite an operation. But did you ever wonder where the sand came from? Where do they get it? Do they get it off the ocean floor, make big holes in the ocean, or where does it come from? Well, according to this press release from DNR, the sand comes from the continental shelf, which just happens to be where juvenile crabs are born. I don't know if there's any correlation or not. I really don't know. I might have to investigate that, whether the sand dredging operations on the continental shelf off of our coast have anything to do with the decline in the number of blue crabs, because their larva is almost microscopic, as the biologists like to say, two eyes and a wiggle, in the case of fingerlings. But that's, you know, they're little tiny little bugs out there. And I'm just wondering, you know, what happens. Maybe if we have a crab biologist or a biologist listening, maybe they can help us out with some speculation. And it's only speculation. So you can call on that if you like. So call about anything you care to call about. But right now we have a caller by the name of Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Thank you very much for taking my phone call.
Sure, what's up?
Before I get to my question very quickly, the call screener asked me if I wanted to enter the contest for the lures.
Yeah.
And I said yes, and I said it's around the time of year where it's going to be 10 years right before Father's Day ago that my father passed away, God rest his soul. Mm-hmm. I still use his original fishing rod he gave me as a birthday present when I was 9 years old.
Nice.
I'm holding it in my hand. It's a Zebco Model 202.
Yep.
I still have it, and it still works.
So that's pretty cool.
I just wanted to say that, you know, for my dad.
Yep.
He's listening above. My question was this. I was just wondering, do animals like the deer and the birds and everything that's out there, can you say when they, you know, in their own language that we hear them chirping or speak, whatever it, type of language it is that they make their sound of, could you say, because I was always wondering, do they communicate with each other like we understand English to each other? Do they conversate with each other?
Well, certainly. Certainly.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly do.
So.
One of the most favorite times that I used to spend with my former wife, Kathy, God rest her soul, mm-hmm. was she lived in Pennsylvania before we moved to Maryland. We would go out and drive through the farmland at night, and it was mixed hardwoods and farmland, and there were some agricultural fields and things like that. And there was one particular area where we'd stop. It was very, very dark. There were no street lights or anything like that. It was out in the country. We'd stop, turn the lights off on the car, and roll, have the windows down, and we'd just listen, and we could hear the deer talking to each other. We could hear the vocalization of the does and the fawns and the bleats and that type of thing. So, yeah, deer definitely communicate with each other, not only by scent and sight, but by sound as well. And all animals do, as far as I know. I mean, you know.
It's nice to hear that. I thought so myself.
Now,
it's nice to hear that from a...
Is there cross-species communication? You know, I wouldn't doubt it, because, you know, you live together. Do the squirrels talk to the birds? Do the birds talk to the deer? Do the deer talk to the bears? Do the bears talk to the turkeys?
I believe so.
Don't know.
I believe so.
So
I believe so. Just like humans, I believe animals are part of the stewards of the planet.
Yeah, you're right. So
thank you very much.
And all right, Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
First wife.
No, it's second wife, but that's fine. Yeah, that was 2010, so we're all good on that, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, Mark. 410. Yep, thank you. Yep. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You know, Clyde Sports Shop. Chris, did you say you were just in there?
Yes, I was in there yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, I was in there earlier in the week myself, and of course, Memorial Day weekend was cold and rainy and nasty, and you know, wasn't such a great weekend. And Monday turned out pretty nice, but you might want to stop by there today because it is a free fishing day. No license required today or next Saturday when it comes to fishing. So if you want to get the kids out on a nice day like today, and you want to do a little fishing or instruction or something like that, you don't have to worry about, you know, looking over your shoulder if you don't have a license and happen to reel in a line or cast one out or something like that for the kids. So that brings up Clyde Sports Shop. I mean, they have everything you need. They have all the Shakespeare rods and reels and the Pfluger rods and reels. Seem to be a fairly good population of tackle as far as the, you know, the rods, reels, and line and things like that. They do have the kids' fishing combos and fishing kits. They are, you know, fish specific. They're trout kits and bass kits and catfish kits and panfish kits. And there's a couple of other. And then if you really decide you'd like to get into it and you want some really good tackle, you can check out the St. Croix fishing rods. But Clyde's is your headquarters for live and frozen bait and minnows. A fishing license that you'll need if you decide you want to continue to fish after today or next Saturday. Rod repairs, lures, hooks, all the terminal tackle, rockfish gear, anything for bass, trout. Am I accurately portraying them, Chris?
Oh, yes.
And crabbing gear. And crabbing gear. They got a lot of stuff. Located 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. The phone number 410-242-6108. I was also at Backyard Billy's this week, and I was talking in depth to some of them. You know, I'll throw in a item that I like when I see, you know, like a big deck umbrella, something like that. And I was in there the other day, I think it was Thursday, and there was a woman gazing at one of these giant deck umbrellas. She said, "How does that thing even stand up?" Well, it's, you know, you've got a pretty good base. I guess it's filled with sand or water. I'm not sure which is heavier. And set it on your deck. But the beauty of it is it's on wheels. You can move it around. And, it'll shade the whole deck. And she goes, "That's pretty cool. I need one of those." I'm like, there you go. So, hey, you put it off there long enough. Spring has sprung. Hot weather coming this week. You're going to want to get out in the backyard. We had a little crab steam here the other day on Memorial Day and did some stuff on the grill, some Delmarva chicken and some shrimp and that type of thing. And, you know, you want to get out there. You want to get out there with family on the deck or out in the yard. And Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. Tremendous selection of poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs. And then I saw a different chair the other day, looked like a fish. The top was the head of the fish, and, you know, you sat on the body and your feet rested on the tail. That was kind of cool. You'll find swing sets, plenty of them, tiki bars, storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. They're located at right off exit 50. That's exit 44, Evans Avenue. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills and lots of them, pellet grills by Traeger. You set the temperature and you leave it go, and when it's done, it's done. There's the Big Green Egg, and then there's the Kamado Joe. And talking to the salesman, I was saying, "What's the difference between the two?" And he said, "Man, I really like that Kamado Joe." So I said, "Okay, cool." There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And you know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Here's the directions. Visit BackyardBillies.com. You can call 410-827-4500. 827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, including today and tomorrow. Route 50 at exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great. And we'll be right back.
It's a weekend of heat. Our high today in the mid-90s, and we could push on past our record at the airport high, 93 from 2002. And we are forecasting mid-90s this afternoon and tomorrow, and then low 90s on Monday. The storms are gone. Sunny and hot for this first weekend of June, 70 degrees tonight, mid-90s for Sunday, and busting through records again, low 90s Monday. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is, Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622, and you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well,
right now, he's probably out grazing with the corn-fed doe and he's probably getting frisky. Right now, he's probably checking her scent for a little estrus and he's willing to get risky. Right now, he's probably up behind her near the salt lick, right where I got his photo. Some peak rut chasing to the back 40. Right now, she's probably saying I'm done, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky.
Alrighty then. Wow. Wow, he's trying to figure out what that buck is doing, isn't he? How about that? 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, I was in Clyde's the other day, Mr. Clyde. I was getting ready to leave. Mr. Clyde came in and said, hey, would you give this to Alan? He handed it to one of the guys, and it was a blue piece of paper. Next Saturday, June 12th, 7 to 11 a.m. at Hillcrest Park, they are having a fishing rodeo for youth. Hillcrest Park is 3rd Avenue at Hollins Ferry Road behind the Lansdowne High School. And it is the William Blamberg Youth Fishing Rodeo, sponsored by Clyde Sports Shop in memory of Mr. Bill Blamberg. Clyde has been doing this for a long time. They've been doing this for quite a while. And Clyde will furnish some of the rods and reels and things like that. Bring the family. Spend the day at this great summer kickoff event. Trophies and prizes will be awarded for all ages for first catch, most fish caught, and the largest fish. You can learn more about Maryland native fish found in our local lakes, including sunfish, catfish, crappie, and bass. Size limits will be enforced for all catches. Bring your own bait. And it's also supported by Department of Recreation and Parks. No entry fee. Bring your own bait. Age groups are 2 to 5 years, 6 to 9 years, 10 to 12 years, and 13 to 15 years. Now, for the fish to be counted, they must meet a minimum size. The sunfish, 6.5 inches, not too bad. Catfish, 8 inches. Crappie, 5 inches. And bass, 9 inches, must be released. All legal fish must be recorded with the judge. Judges will be located around the lake. And Baltimore Highlands Recreational Council is bringing this to you with Clyde Sports Shop as the primary sponsor. So they do need volunteers. And if you'd like to volunteer, here's a phone number, 410-887-6994, if you'd like. And I'll have this information on hand if you think about it and you need that number again. It's the Baltimore Highlands Recreation and Parks Office, and they'll take care of signing you up as a volunteer. So, all right. Chris?
Yes?
Any callers on the line, buddy?
No, sir.
Oh, my. Well, it's a beautiful day. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So we will more than welcome your call. So I have a question, Chris.
Yes.
We've done a lot of work on a lot of commentary on the right to fish and hunt and the law that was signed into, or the bills that were signed into law by the governor. The legislation was, you know, signed by the governor, which made it law of the land. That gave, by the consideration of the General Assembly, the right to fish and hunt to Marylanders. And we talked about what the difference is between a right and a privilege, right? So a privilege is a certain entitlement to immunity granted by the state or another authority to a restricted group, either by birth or on a conditional basis. So if you want to engage in particular recreational activity, and the condition is you need to buy a license or pass a safety training course or something like that, that's a privilege. You know, like driving. You got to take a driving test and before you can have the privilege to drive on the highways of Maryland. That's probably the most obvious. Fishing and hunting were privileges as well. You had to, again, train, get, you know, buy a license and go out and, you know, pay the state for the privilege. By contrast, a right is an inherent, irrevocable entitlement held by all citizens or all human beings from the moment of birth. So all the citizens of Maryland now have an inherent right to fish and hunt in Maryland. Are we clear on the difference, Chris?
I was screening a phone call.
Oh, okay. No problem. The question is, does the right to fish and hunt apply to crabbing?
No.
No.
And I say that only because my limited experience and what I've learned is that crabs are somewhat limited. I almost want to say that for a while they should probably be under the protection that we used to offer rockfish.
Okay.
Just for a while. Because I think that, in my personal opinion, I think the bay has just been a little overcrabbed.
Well.
Overfished. And I think just for a while, to give them a chance to populate and get their numbers back, a moratorium of sorts.
Mm. Well, we've limited the catch on female crabs. And It seems to have helped. Now there are more mature female crabs of breeding size than there are male crabs. More mature male crabs. There's three times, according to the recent dredge survey, there are three times as many female crabs of breeding age as there are males. The recruitment from last year was terrible. When I say recruitment, the birth rate, so to speak, there's not a lot of juveniles out there. And, you know, we've got some low crab numbers right now, but we've had low crab numbers in the past. I'm not sure if it's a cyclical thing, if the crabs are not, you know, burying in the mud where they always have. You know, if you take a 6-foot dredge and run it through an area and you try to, you know, scour that area with that dredge, you may miss a pocket of crabs. You know, this has always been the contention of the watermen. They can't cover every inch of the bottom, and that's likely true. So, all right, let's see. I've got to go to my texts and find Chris.
And we have Ken from Glen Burnie.
That's helpful. Good morning, Ken. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's up?
Nothing much. I called to enter the contest for the gear.
All right.
And I really enjoy your show in the morning. It's really nice. You're letting everybody know what's going on in Maryland about hunting and fishing and stuff. We're big crabbers. We like to... anything associated with crabs. So.
Well, we like talking about it. So have you been out this year?
No. I don't have a boat any longer, but we buy crabs locally and steam them and things like that. So.
Sure. Yeah. So what's your secret for good-tasting crabs? Don't name a particular seasoning. Just say crab seasoning if you want. But do you use... Do you use vinegar? Do you use beer? Do you just use water? What do you use to impart the flavor into the crabs?
No, I think the only thing that we do different is we put powdered mustard in the seasoning.
And you mix your own seasoning with the seafood seasoning, or do you use something that you concoct?
Yeah, we buy the regular out of the can.
Right.
But we add powdered mustard into the mix and sea salt and just water and vinegar.
Water and vinegar. Okay. Some people use beer. Some people. Yeah. And now, do you bring the water to the? I'm sorry.
Oh yeah. You gotta use a hot boil. You can't just do it on the stove. You gotta use a cooker.
Right. Right. Yeah. So you bring the water to a boil first, and then you add a layer of crabs, a layer of seasoning, a layer of crabs, a layer of seasoning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you put anything else in there, corn or potatoes or anything?
No. We're pretty much just hardcore with the crabs.
I got it. Okay.
Done it for years.
Sure. Of course. I'm always interested.
53 years now.
I like the powdered mustard thing. You've always done that?
Yeah. That's my wife does that, yeah.
Oh, okay, I got it. Yep. All right, buddy. All right. Well,
great show. Thanks
for sharing that. I appreciate it. What's that?
Great show. Really enjoy listening to you every Saturday. So.
I appreciate that, buddy. Thank you so much. You have a good week, and I hope you get some crabs this week.
Yeah, we'll see.
Price is coming down a little bit.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. So, all right, Ken. Thanks for the call.
All right, you're welcome.
All right,
bye-bye.
You got it. Bye bye. So I stopped in to see Dan over there at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. They had a pretty good Memorial Day weekend. They're in Edgewater. And the folks there invite you to their new location. It's at 3137 Solomon's Island Road. That's Route 2 in Edgewater. You know, Edgewater is kind of like Glen Burnie. It's a road in search of a destination or something. But it's 3137 Solomon's Island Road. It's on the northbound side. So if you see Advance Auto Parts on the northbound side, you're there if you're headed north. If you're headed south, you've passed it. How about that? Anyway, 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing and freshwater tidal and bay fishing tackle, too. And now Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting department with Hoyt and Matthews bows, a couple crossbows, and more on the way. They've got some firearms in there as well. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, fishing and crabbing bait, ice, stackable traps, commercial pots, rig trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of fishing tackle and gear. Why not stop in or check their website? You can order right online, too. It's baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. At Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, you can find more information when you call them at 410-956-0300. That's 410-956-0300. Attention, watermen, bring your license and you'll get a little discount. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call in to the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look pink. Old salad Annie, you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was a working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch,
and pick her a mess of pork salad and carry it home in a pork salad, honey. Peter got you ready. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on a chain gang.
All right. Here's another question. Robin speculates it's all Joe Biden's fault that crabs are so expensive.
Why not? They blame President Trump for everything. So, you know, turnabout's fair play.
Oh, well, I will say this. Under President Trump, gasoline was almost $2 a gallon. I think $2.29 at one point. I think that was about the lowest I paid. What is it now? $2.99, 80 cents more a gallon.
Yeah,
in
exactly.
In a year's time.
Exactly. But you know, the first thing he did when he got into office was shut down the pipeline.
Well, that's one thing. Yeah, and he just canceled all the leases on the Arctic Shelf. Just canceled. Yep. No permits. You're done. How do you bring an entire enterprise to a screeching halt just because you feel like that's the good thing to do? Thousands
you're a
and thousands of people. Huh?
Because you're a doofus. He is. It's a joke.
Okay. But think about that. Okay, that's just one expense. Okay. I was talking to Crabber the other day. Do you know how much razor clams are now? A bushel? You know how much they were a year ago? $40. For razor clams. That's the main bait that crabbers use in their pots and on their trot lines. Okay? $75 to $80 a bushel right now. So they've doubled the cost of bait. They've increased the cost of fuel at least 25, probably 30%. Okay? Those things have gone up. Look at poultry. If they even use chicken necks, and a lot of crabbers don't use chicken necks, but some in the lower bay do. Most up here in the mid bay use the razor clams. But what about alewives? You know what's happened? This is what people don't understand. It's cause and effect. If it costs me more to catch a crab, you're going to pay more for it at the end. Okay. You're going to pay more for that same crab if it costs me more to harvest that crab. Crabs are sold by the pound here in Maryland. A bushel of crabs weighs approximately 40 pounds. Okay? Wholesalers were paying as much as $6 a pound, $5.25 to $6 a pound earlier on. And that's not just for Maryland crabs. That's for crabs that came in from the Gulf or Texas. Or Georgia, or South Carolina, or North Carolina. Okay? Those crabs were expensive. The economic conditions in those areas and the weather conditions in those areas where we import our crabs from here early in the season, before the Chesapeake Bay comes on, you know, people love crabs year-round, we bring them in by the truckload, by the plane load from those southern states where, you know, the conditions are good to crab, and the season is, you know, open on a more open basis than it is here. So add the fuel cost, you know, all across the country, increased cost for everything else that goes into the catching of the crabs, and you're going to get increased prices. That's it. And when the supply is low, you know, all right. 410. Captain Don. Good morning, Captain Don.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
How are you?
Good.
Well, very, very disappointed this morning.
About?
We are up in Massachusetts, and we had a little charter. Actually, it was a guide.
Right.
Who was going to take us into the Nantucket Bay. And he just called to cancel because the wind has picked up significantly, and it's really dense fog right now, so he said he couldn't leave the dock.
This
isn't like a big charter head boat. This is
right,
like a 20-foot center console.
Right,
and but he just had to cancel. So now we're looking for something else. Maybe the conditions will get better. You know,
let's hope so.
Yeah.
I've had a couple fish trips canceled over my lifetime. One in particular was a cod fishing trip out of New Jersey. We went over and stayed over and got up the next morning in the motel. The wind was howling. There was snow on the ground.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So we didn't go. Huh. Couldn't get out.
Yeah.
Couldn't get out. You know, the boats were getting out to the mouth of the out of Cape May. We were, I guess it was Cape May. Boats would get out to the mouth of the channel there and turn around and come back. Couldn't get out in the ocean. So.
Wow.
So I don't like being bounced around anyway. My worst trip ever was on Lake Ontario. We had 8-foot seas, wind blowing, rain. It was not fun. Not fun.
So. Well, when you go fishing, you want to have fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Now, as for the crabbing.
Yes.
Now, with our seasoning, we buy commercial seasoning.
Sure.
And we add pickling spices
and
the mustard.
I love pickling spices.
Yeah.
Yep, I love pickling, especially with shrimp. But
pickling spices,
you and I are of like mind, buddy, on the pickling spices. That's a great, great flavor.
Yeah, put some cayenne in there.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to mix up a bunch of my own seasoning. I feel it coming.
Mm.
So, you're making me hungry for crabs.
As far as how they're running,
mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, and my friends, they're running great right now.
Good.
We're doing pretty good. We go down to the river.
Yep.
And and we're using chicken necks.
Of course.
Yep.
Yep.
So I hope things continue the way they are. A lot of folks are happy with the way they're running, and we're eating some crabs.
Good for you.
Bring
you back.
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear about the fishing derby up in Baltimore Highlands.
Next Saturday.
I hope a lot of people come out because you know a dad and his kid or mom.
Free fishing day. Yep.
Fishing. That's a family affair, right?
It sure is, buddy. No question.
Memorable.
We have a great story going in the Maryland Loves Crabs about a family down here that fishes. You know, three young girls, oldest one's 10, and they all pitch in. They all pitch in. It's pretty cool to read and see the pictures of what goes on. So.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Okay. Take
Sorry care. You didn't get to go fishing, but, you know.
Yeah.
We will talk when you get back, okay?
Okay, take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Uncle Dale from Easton, how are you?
Alan, good morning.
Morning.
Well, I'm Cy Robbins under the weather.
Well, she's just tired. I mean, she's feeling okay. She's just worn out from the busy week. And resting up for a big day today. So.
Okay. Grandkids coming over?
They were here yesterday on a non-scheduled day,
that might be one reason why she's tired.
Yeah, you know. So.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Alan, interesting question about this crabs falling in the same category as a right.
Uh-huh.
What about trapping?
Good question.
I mean, it's a... I'm not a lawyer, but I would think that since the department manages it, of course, they're different species. Although with trapping, you know, you harvest the same species.
Right.
You can.
Yeah,
with trapping, it's certainly different species, but I would think the intent and the regulation would certainly put them in the same category, but the lawyer might not, a judge might not.
Right. Exactly. Well, crabbing falls under fisheries, but it's a shellfish.
Yeah.
Trappers trap fur bearers, although you can hunt fur bearers as well.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it. Does that
mean that the equine community has a right to chase foxes?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, they don't have to buy a hunting license.
Well, again, I would think the right. but they would still have to abide by the regulations. And just because you have a right, that doesn't mean you can't. You avoid all the things you have to do to qualify to do
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. We'll see how this all shakes out, because it's going to be very interesting. I'm sorry.
I would be curious as to whether those wonderful people in Annapolis, when they passed this, they thought about other things, other work besides hunting and fishing.
Oh, one of the main groups in opposition was the equine community.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Who opposed just about any type of hunting, expansion of hunting. So
sure.
You know.
They actually wanted
the bill to be amended to include the horseback riders.
Yeah. Interesting. So, well, I'm sure somebody will challenge it.
We'll see. Sure. Question. Did you hear my question about the continental shelf and the sand replenishment?
Yes.
Thoughts?
Alan, don't know. I don't know when the larvae are out at the mouth of the bay, how far up or down they go before the currents bring them back into the mouth of the bay and into the bay.
Right.
It's how far is Ocean City from the mouth of the bay? It's a right good distance. Now I don't know.
That's true.
Is there any other beach replenishment going on south of Ocean City?
Not sure on that. I have to read that again. So
I don't think there is. I haven't heard of any. Surely
right.
It goes on in Maryland and Delaware because of the Ocean City and Rehoboth and
right.
the other Delaware beaches.
Right.
So it might not. It may or may not, depending on how dispersed the crab larvae are before they congregate the mouth of the bay and come in. So
gotcha.
And again, timing. You don't know whether.
Right.
Whether you know the season for beach replenishment occurs when the larvae are in the ocean.
Yep. All right, brother. Well,
hi, Alan.
We'll talk this week. All right.
Okay. Best to Robin. Best to Robin.
Yes. Thank you, buddy. Bye bye.
All right. See you.
See ya. Hey, do you have that beautiful fireplace you never use? Well, we had one too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. That's the truth. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. And Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert after, well, we visited some other places. They did the installation, and they have provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy that convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now is the perfect time to own and install that new pellet gas electric or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44, and be ready for next winter's cold weather. We saw what that was like over the past weekend. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Backyard Billies is open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Evans Avenue. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. and you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bed liner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex!
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call in to the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
I guess we're out of time, aren't we, Chris? Not time enough to be fair with another caller. Would you ask the fellow on the line to please hold on? See, there's the music. And we don't have Sparky here today to add her insights to our closing music. So you'll just have to deal with me. So what I'd like to say is get out, stay safe.
Stay cool.
That too.